Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy News, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. Is that? Oh, I love a good pickle. Yeah, the crisper, the better. Nothing compliments a sandwich better than just the right pickle. Did I mention pickles? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say good afternoon to Jackie DeRuthy.
Good afternoon, class.
Miss D, if you're not talking to Janet Jackson, how's your Valentine's shaping up?
Pretty standard, pretty good. It'll be nice. Not a day that I, let's eat a good meal. Other than that, I don't really care. So that will be happening, and I am excited for that. Croissants the day before. That's exciting.
Ooh. When you told your husband the first time, I don't really care about Valentine's, did he fall for that as I did when told?
I don't think I ever told him. I don't think it was a conversation. It's like, of course, I just think, what else are we going to do? Like, you have a nice meal. What else is there to do? I don't know. Maybe that's just me not knowing.
No, there's no rules. It's a completely fabricated holiday that puts a tremendous, I feel personally, clearly, an unfair amount of pressure to make it super special and fail pretty often.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I just bombard. I just do everything.
Oh, wow.
You get a card, you get flowers, you get candy, you get, jewelry, you get fucking everything.
Wow.
With that voice?
Here it is. I don't care whether you like it or not. It's yours.
Take the fucking candy.
Take the fucking candy.
Very upset. I like candy. Very aggressive. I'll take candy.
You what about candy?
I like candy. So,
Yeah.
No complaints. Cookies. It's an excuse to indulge. So I'll definitely we'll have a bake something sweet and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Cook something good. I like an indulgent day.
Do you have a favorite brand for box of candy?
Yes. I'm a Twizzlers fanatic. Now I know that's in a bag and not necessarily in a box.
I was looking for a box, heart shaped.
Right. Oh, assortment. Oh, like the chocolates. Godiva?
No, the answer is no. The answer is no. You do not have a favorite.
I like the dark chocolate outside with the coconut inside, and everything else can go fuck itself.
Wow,
that is so awesome.
It's the opposite. Usually people say that about the coconut one.
That's how I feel about grape Jolly Ranchers, grape Blow Pops. I love them, and everyone else is like, ew, that's trash. Great, give me your trash.
That's my Jamie's the same way on the coconut and the grape.
Awesome.
Can you imagine a chocolate covered grape? I think that would be pretty gross.
Oh, how about raisins?
Chocolate covered.
Well, those are dried grapes.
Cranberries.
Sorry.
No, let's derail. Hey, there's James Heaney, Johnny Ronnie Heenster. How's your supply of frozen hash browns today?
It's actually not so bad. We had a real close call about a week ago. We were down to two browns, which is not enough for a full breakfast.
Oh,
So we ended up having to have a half breakfast, which is just like, why fucking bother having one hash brown? Because then you're only going to have one egg, one piece of toast. And what that means is you're going to have another extra meal.
So if I may, you said you were down to two hash browns, which means two squares?
Two squares.
So one square a piece?
One square a piece, yeah.
Is nowhere near enough for you.
I mean, not for a full meal. That's what my wife and I call a half breakfast.
You're like hobbits.
Or goats. And now Craig Kakowski with his Oscar nomination predictions. Cacao?
Kevin, I'm here live at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. There is a giant golden statue out here. He has no genitalia, as Dustin Hoffman famously observed in 1979. Nominated for Best Picture this year is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow. Real shocker.
It's a real shocker. Nobody saw anything and nothing played in theaters.
Thank you for that. That was Craig Kowski from The Carpet. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, long and lean, dog-loving machine. Favorite new dinner item, please.
I thought you said nude dinner item.
Okay.
You said new dinner Godiva. Item.
Godiva.
We don't eat a lot of red meat in this house.
Okay.
Frankly, we don't eat a lot of meat in general. But when we do, it's typically chicken. But my fiance, Jessica, was gifted these Wagyu beef,
hello.
These steaks, and damn, dude, there's something different about cutting into a fucking steak like that.
No, but there's, you know, there's the big thing different.
You're like, I don't know, we're not steak people that much. And then you take a bite and you're like, everything kind of feels good. It tastes good. It's a moment. So I don't think we'll be having that often, but that was a treat. That was a treat.
It's,
don't they massage those cows to get Wagyu? Isn't that part of the process as they get massages?
They don't just massage them this way, James, if you know what I'm saying.
They use one of those massage guns.
And can I just say really quick, I'm kind of proud of my Valentine's Day plans, which we're kind of like Jackie. We don't do a lot of gifts, just like something nice, a meal. But our dear Vanessa Raglin and the Dynasty Typewriter Theater is offering some kind of fun things you can do for a few moments, you know, socially distant and safe. So Jessica doesn't know, but I'm going to have our names up on the banner on the marquee, and they have a little table set up with a little popcorn and cotton candy, and you sit there for a little moment. They take pictures and you do a cute little thing. So we'll be doing that.
Oh, I wish I would have known about that. That was the last thing Aaron and I did before lockdown. We went to the Dynasty, like we were VIP pass members, and it was the greatest Valentine's Day I've ever had, period, at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Well, apparently it came around again, James, and you blew it.
I don't know how I missed it. I'm like, I'm a Discord member of Dynasty Typewriter. I'm going to have a stern talking to Vanessa.
I mean, technically today's the 10th, so it's not too
maybe late. You're right. Maybe.
Yep. Speaking of Vanessa, she'll be joining us next week. Hey! And last but fully loaded baked potato in your pants, if you think of least, it's Joey Greer. Some young guy, tell us why.
I mean, I could tell you why, but that wouldn't be really what you're asking. You're asking how. And that's not an easy answer to question. No. But there's an easy question to answer. Okay. And that goes right back to the core of what you're asking. And really, it's not even how. You're trying to discover the reality of the essence of where your question is originating from.
Fuck, dude, what's up behind you?
Huh?
What's up behind you? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of what's happening right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one comes from our newest patron VIP, Jason DeGraff. Who wrote, it took me a few listens and 5 levels of improv classes, but I'm finally on board with this show.
Thank you.
Joey Greer is very unlikable.
Thank you.
Yet very funny. James Heaney is very likable. Scene suggestion.
Hold on a second.
And then you can infer the other.
Yep. And for away, this guy double took burner. Some comedy writing classes, apparently, too. Thank you, Jason. Scene suggestion. Kindergartner is a police officer. All right, kids, take your seats. That's the third bell. Let's all settle down. Settle down, everybody, into your seats.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Jennifer.
Mr. Harper.
Yes, Jennifer.
I can't sit right now.
Sure you can.
There's an issue.
Okay, I think
we know. And it's going to stick to all of my crevices if I sit down right now.
No more be said. It's also going to stink. So let's get you on down the hallway.
Okay.
Okay, you know where you're going.
Hi, Mr. Harper. Pardon me.
One second, Daniels Jennifer. Here. Tommy, yes?
I'm the principal, Principal Daniels.
Shit.
It's okay. It's okay.
Tommy, can you sit down so I can see little Principal Daniels?
Oh, shit.
Here I am. Hey. Don't want to interrupt, but quick
Too
thing.
Late. What's up?
I have 2 police officers here with us today. Who are here on official business.
Kids, the principal and I are just going to step down to the hallway for a second. Seriously. Go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whoa, no one's leaving this classroom. Go back inside.
That's what I was talking about.
Excuse me, officer.
Yeah.
These kindergartners, when they excuse the expression, shit themselves, are in fact allowed to go to the bathroom. So if that, you could
that's
stand
your go-to
down,
expression.
When yeah, we'll be the judge of who's allowed to go to the bathroom and that.
War's coming out. War's going to come.
Hey, officers, hey, go back to your seat. Right?
Before we go any further, thank you both for your service. Greatly respect your call. But that young lady needs to go to the restroom. So why would you have her sit down in her own feces?
They're here in official business. I think we should give them the floor.
Give them the floor to talk to the children after they've forced one of them to sit in her feces.
I'm just the principal. I don't know. Okay. I'm
okay, tiny away. Principal.
I'm backing away. I'm backing
you saw away. That golfer shit his pants, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Are you talking to me or Mr. Harper?
Oh, yes. Sorry to you.
Yeah, I saw that. Mr. Harper, give us a second. That was wild.
That
wasn't
was
it?
Crazy, wasn't it?
That was nuts.
He switched pants with his caddy.
It's like, I mean, we all saw it on live TV. And then he just got naked at one point and just sweated himself out.
Eddie beat Tiger by one stroke.
Well, I mean, his caddy did, but yeah.
Fellas, I've got a classroom full of students that are waiting, that are left on their own. Right
Mr.
now.
Harper.
Yes.
Thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me. Mm. My daughter hasn't been able to return to your class as she does have such a UTI that she can barely walk.
Right, right. Well, maybe at home she didn't learn back to front to back.
No, I'm pretty sure it's because you made her sit in a giant pile of her own crap.
Let's go ahead and just say it with me, though. Front to back. Front to back. Front to back.
I know about front to back. Uh-huh. Okay. I know all about it. Okay.
Right. My wife knows all about all front to back, Mr. Harper, okay?
Sir? Mr. Johnston, a little aggressive?
Yeah, it is a little aggressive. Okay?
As you both know by now, there were two police officers who were controlling all of this. Why you're taking this up with me is beyond
because it's your classroom, Mr. Harper. Okay, we pay for a very expensive, very exclusive charter school.
Mm-hmm. It is my classroom, as is this is my fist.
Okay, welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Clyborne. Now, I am the chief of police. I don't have all day. You wanted to file some kind of report or something against a teacher assaulting one of you?
Well, what's number one, we're the Johnsons, so I don't know what the Clyborne's, if they have another case. My dog is with me here, my little
we're
dog
out
sniffles.
Here in the hall, chief.
Okay, one sec, Clyborne's.
We have a similar complaint.
Understood. Okay, so you're the Johnsons.
So what's going on here? What is this Mickey Mouse kind of precinct you got here? We don't even know who you're talking to. Okay.
Well, do you know
what I do for a living?
Chief. Do you know what? You know what?
Ow! Why me? What the fuck?
What the hell?
My chief, our clipboards are good. We're heading home.
Okay, now you listen here. Okay, I sent my men into your child's classroom for a reason. Okay. Now one of your child's classmates is an undercover agent. Okay.
Are we supposed to know this?
Be telling-
are you supposed?
My other tit! Ow!
What the hell?
I'll punch those tits all day.
Tit you understand?
Can I file a complaint to a different officer about you? Sure.
Yeah. Well, here's Thompson. He's the one who just said tit punch.
Yeah. This yacht here is it's got a good mileage. Sorry, my head's just not in it right now. I
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm all right. I just
you're about to tell us the length of the yacht.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't be saying this, but at my daughter's charter school, there's a kid who's an undercover cop.
Right. Well, you know, we came here to buy a yacht today.
Yeah.
For a lot of money.
Yeah, you're telling us about the mileage. You're telling us about the mileage on the yacht because that's important of how efficient it is.
Oh, of course. I mean, you're at open sea.
We're buying $1 million yacht, but I want to know that it's efficient.
Right. You want to know where your money's going.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Hi. You're the one that's selling that yacht, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do
you too. Listen.
No, that's what's going to happen to you if you keep opening your mouth about one of the cops, one of the kids being undercover, okay?
What?
I'm a cop as well, okay? You're blowing our goddamn cover. That's right. So look. I'll do three. Don't do it back to me. Because I have guns. So you keep your fucking mouth shut, okay? And when you go home, do me a favor. Punch your wife in the tits.
Hey, you gonna use that crayon?
Yeah, I was gonna draw with it.
Yeah, you know,
trying to
You don't mind if I borrow that one? I don't have a red one here.
It's just that the turtle's supposed to be green, and it's the color that I'm using is the problem.
Hey, hey, kid, what's your name?
Billy.
Hey, Billy, anybody ever tell you you're a bit whiny?
No, no one ever.
Let me be the first. Your parents are lying to your face. You're a bit whiny.
Mr. Hop, I'm here to drop off lunch from my boy. He's going to have a muffaletta and this carton of cigarettes.
Hey, Pop. What's up,
Dad? How you doing? Good. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, let me tell you something. These fucking brats, oh my God. To rip off their heads and shut down the necks. You know what I'm saying?
Only a couple more years, all right? Once you get into the sixth grade with these kids.
Yeah, I know what I signed up for, Dad. Why you got to rub it in my face?
I'm just saying, all right? It's a long haul. All right, I'm with you. All right, Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco. All right.
Thanks for the cigarette.
Yep.
Mr. Harper?
What's up?
My partner took my crayons that I was using. I don't think he's very familiar with the concept of sharing. I'd like you to have a stern talk to
him. Is it Tommy?
I don't think his name's Tommy.
What's your name?
My name's Billy.
Billy.
My name's Billy.
Billy? It's difficult to keep all your names straight, so let's watch the attitude.
But I've been with you all year.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Super psyched to see you every day. The lesson here we're going to learn, actually, is snitches get stitches. So maybe we don't rat out someone who needed to borrow your crayon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mrs. Johnson?
Just a minute. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. I'm the chief of police. I'm the one that punched you last week, and I'm here to say two things. One, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Sorry.
The Clybourns were down my throat, and I took it out on you, and I shouldn't have.
Okay.
And two, we want to use your daughter. We need her to go deep, deep undercover. Turns out the person we have undercover now in her class, he's compromised. Is she here?
Yes. And I just want to make this very clear that I'm not doing this to help you. You know, no. I wouldn't help a man who punched me in each tit. Okay? I'm doing this because my daughter needs something to activate her brain a little more. Right now, she's a little bored in class, and she's at a level in which that comes out in disruptive behavior, when really it's just that she's so smart, you know, that she needs to rebel in that way. So I'm going to do this for her, not for you.
Your robe is open.
I understand that. The problem is that when you knocked, I was in the middle of doing a Vicks vapor rub over the whole chest. And if I put the robe over it, it's going to ruin the robe. It's just going to get it oily. It's just going to.
Okay,
so I tried
to familiar.
Dry it.
And so, you know, long story short, I sold it. I sold the gold platinum. So it looks like I'll be able to meet my bonus. Thanks for the greens. You said you wanted to tell me something, honey?
Yes. Well. Oh! My nipples eat
holy
one.
Shit.
What the
hell?
Fuck?
Your nipples just popped off. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. They just flew off.
Oh my God. I told you we shouldn't have topless dinners. I told you we shouldn't have topless dinners.
How else am I going to get the Vicks to dry if I can't do other things while it's drying?
Oh my God. Okay. I can't stop the bleeding. Jesus, it's just like flowing out. Okay. Okay.
How are we doing here, folks? Everybody enjoying
the meal? No, we're not. Your nipples just got shot off. Her nipples just got shot off. Oh God.
Baby, can we get like some free bread or something for that? I mean, God, for fuck's sake.
Please.
A side of bread is $2, but I'm happy to add it to your
entree. Oh, fuck that.
Her nipple just got shot off in your restaurant, man.
You did sign a waiver when you entered the restaurant?
I don't really need a babysitter.
Right.
If you are going to be here, you can just be here, but like, don't look at me.
I don't understand the concept of being hired to be a babysitter and then not babysitting.
Just collect the check.
Right?
Just collect the check, you know?
Do you want me to get that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, did somebody order a pizza?
Say,
get inside. Get the kid. Get the kid right now.
Hey, hey,
get the kid.
Hey.
I got her. I got her.
Get the kid.
Where are we taking her?
The worst babysitting job ever.
All right.
I can't get the kid. She's too quick.
I got knocked out. I think I'm dead.
I'm running away.
Are you okay?
Oh my God! What just happened?
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, mm-hmm. We just want to congratulate you on raising.
We're the Claibornes. Why can't you understand that?
Shit! Shit!
This happens every time, Chief.
We are here, though. The Johnsons are here.
We're in the bar. Johnsons are out in the hall. We're the Claibornes.
Claibornes, Claibornes. Who cares? Who gives a shit? We should have taken my name. It was easier to say.
Okay, so you're okay. So let's just get
my wife's maiden name was Claiborne.
I don't need to get through that. So you're
we're not related. Just for the record, we're not related.
Says
here, who isn't though?
So you guys are
human, right?
We're all Christian.
A complaint. No, we're not all Christian.
First cousins isn't related, is it?
What?
What do you mean you're not Christian? Have you been baptized?
Okay, so you're complaining that people are putting lawn chairs. No.
Is this water for me?
Yeah.
You've been baptized.
Jesus Christ.
We were all born from clay. We are clay born.
Get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of me.
We're born from clay. We're clay born. Right, see, you use my name. You use my name to do that.
Two to you.
Johnson's. All of that is just scene one.
Two to you two.
Scene two comes to us from Will, who wrote, "Hey gang, I love the show. You guys are the best, blah, blah, blah. Kevin and Chris are always talking about this Below Deck show. I have no idea what this show is, but I've gathered there is a boat, a chef, and some sassy folks. My scene idea is an episode of Below Deck is interrupted by a sea monster. Thanks and keep up the good work, folks. Will." I'm just so sick and tired of having to cover up for this lackluster deckhand. You know what I'm saying? Either do the job or don't. How did you get on this boat?
Look, I'm the chef. You know what I mean? So I just...
I don't know who else to talk to.
Okay.
Ben?
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean,
what would you do in my shoes, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Fire her. Immediately. Fire her immediately.
Oh, well...
Talk to Captain, at least.
Yeah, see, I always feel like Captain Lee is like, I'm not here as a babysitter. And then, so I don't want to bring anything to him.
Yeah, but you're also not a babysitter. Here, try this. Open your mouth. Okay, try this. Is that good?
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. What is that? Avocado?
Avocado. Yeah. Straight raw avocado. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't do anything to it.
So good.
Captain, I need to tell you that I've seen something in the water following us behind for a good 3 or 4 days now. I believe it's Cthulhu.
You've seen it for 3 or 4 days. You're just telling me now, Angus?
Well, I tell you, it's something that it's not easy to talk about. I believe he's got the chin and face of an octopus, the wings of a dragon, and the body of a 9-foot man. And he's been following us for maybe three or four days.
Okay, well, next time you see anything with even one of those horrible features, let me know immediately, okay?
Well, the problem is I've had a tumble with him in the past, and one of the side effects is...
Oh, so you know this creature.
It's insanity. It's very possible it's just my insanity.
Well, look.
Hi, you two. We hope you're enjoying your charter. As you know, I'm the chef. Right before you can see I made avocado.
Yeah, look, listen. Me and my wife actually just got through a pretty traumatic experience back home. We just had nipple replacement surgery, and I actually sell these yachts back on land. I don't want to brag, but if
we don't
could
even
just
get started on our daughter, good God.
We don't want to get started, okay? It's just us two here. We're out here just to kind of, you know, rekindle the flame, if you will.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Just letting you know the courses I'll be serving you tonight. So first dish here is avocado, raw, nothing done to it.
Okay, so that's less of a course and more of just an avocado. Okay.
Yeah, you just cut open an avocado. Looks like you've done that too early. It's already browning.
You two are way too nice with this chef. Look, I'm the primary's lawyer and I'm on this yacht because he owes me a lot of money. But in terms of this order you're breaking down for us.
Okay.
How about this? Get back to the galley, do the cooking, and serve us up.
Very well. I owe him a lot of money, so he can just kind of do whatever he wants.
We've been clear about that. What did I just say, Jen?
Right, so.
Whoa. Don't look at that guy. Weird.
What's with the chef coming out and giving us a menu? You know, if I wanted to go to Denny's, I would have gone to Denny's. You guys paid a lot for this yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Don't mind me. I'm going to be boarding up these windows while you eat. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Who's just going to board these windows up?
Thanks. The password is scurvy.
I thought the whole point of this certain excursion or charter, should we say, is that like the crew's hot? I thought the crew was hot.
Yeah, no. They're supposed to be hot because we're not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the thing you pay for, right?
Yeah. I want to be surrounded by hotness so that I feel by proxy hot.
Some eye candy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're trying to rekindle our relationship. So, you know, it's anything to get that going.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? This is not the kind of lawyer
I need right now. A couple of pew-pews went bad, and now we need to rekindle. Kind of
lawyer I need right now.
I feel like we drove past that.
Captain, pardon me. May I enter the bridge?
Sure.
Permission to enter the bridge.
You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
Permission granted then, sir.
This isn't the military.
Yes, aye. Just want to touch base quickly with you. The guests seem to be loving the food.
Great, great.
They had a great beach day today. It seems that Angus, is that his name?
Yeah.
The engineer, he's boarding up the windows. And it's kind of, it's not as beautiful in there anymore.
Okay. I'm going to level with you and find a way to keep, don't do that. Find a way to keep the secret from the passengers, okay? We're being followed by a sea creature with an octopus's chin and and the body of a 9-foot man, okay?
Does it have wings or by any chance?
Yeah, like a dragon's wings.
Oh, shit.
And it has some sort of vendetta against Angus specifically. This boat is energy efficient and can't go more than 2 knots. So,
how many miles per hour is that by?
I have no idea.
Okay, come in.
Stop this is the captain of the Argonautica. Come in. This is a mayday. Mayday.
Argonautica, this is...
Hello?
Yeah, Argonautica, this is...
What's the name of the ship? I need to know. This is a mayday.
All right, Argonautica, I'm peeking over the side. I'm on the port side. On the port side does not appear to be, the name is not on the port side, but going over to the starboard, peeking outside. This is the USS Convoy.
Okay, so this is a military vessel.
Well, I didn't think it was, but apparently it is. I think it's a requisitioned military yacht. It's an energy efficient military yacht, but we're civilians here. What do you got, aeronautica?
What's the mileage?
It's not good. It's not good. It's like 2 knots.
Jeez.
But it saves on fuel. It really does.
Maybe we should call some.
Okay, and for your second course, this is a coconut. This is a raw, fresh coconut. And
I'm so sorry. I'm still waiting for that first course, as you just kind of gave us each half of a rotten avocado. Am I supposed to be peeling the husk off of this coconut myself? If so, please give me a hammer.
Okay, we can. Look,
we didn't pay this much to peel a husk, okay? We're trying to rekindle our marriage.
We're trying to peel that husk, okay? We're trying to peel the marriage husk.
Okay.
And show the show that meat, that marriage meat.
Yeah, the inside of the nut, you know what I'm saying?
And chef, I've seen the show. You know, you do great work. So
thank you so much.
Why are you doing everything you can to deliver uncooked, unprepared things?
Thank you.
I mean, you're a master. You having a tough day or something?
Tough day. More like a tough life.
Well, keep going.
You're
in front of people who paid $60,000 for a couple of days. So by all means, Share with
each.
What your troubles.
We paid $60,000 each. Or I did.
I got this, Jen. Okay.
Yep.
You ever think maybe as a chef, somebody might serve your needs?
Yes.
Your knees?
Nobody serves my knees.
Yes, your knees.
Aeronautica, come in. Aeronautica, come in.
This is the USS convoy. This is the Aeronautica. How can I help you?
Yes, you called me with a Mayday call.
No. Oh, you're talking about the Argonautica.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Where are you, Aeronautica?
Oh, I'm at port.
So the left side.
Yeah.
Left side. Okay.
Dear Master Cthulhu, I know you come from the deep depths of infinite space, but I must ask you to leave this ship, leave this vessel.
No can do, you owe me.
All right, well then I'm going to have to ask you to at least dress nicely. A lot of people paid a lot of money, and I want you to blend.
Fine.
And then you can have your revenge, huh?
Do you have clothes for me?
Okay, you just stay out here and don't talk to anyone. I'll bring you a suit.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm Angus. I work. I do a lot of the maintenance on the ship, and I help with the little tiny things on the ship. I'm looking for an extra suit so I can blend in a little bit more, because this here maintenance outfit makes me feel out of place.
Angus, I got all kinds of suits. You want a bathing suit or a proper evening suit? What are we looking for? A day suit?
A black tuxedo.
Black tuxedo. Yeah, I brought one of those. I just have a real quick question for you, Angus. Is it? Yeah, I'm a big fan of the television show that does these yacht excursions. And from what I've seen, the engineers stay the fuck out of the picture.
Well, don't tell anyone. Usually that's the case. But right. we're being hunted by a prehistoric alien named Cthulhu.
What? What's happening?
Argonautica, come in. Argonautica.
This is the Argonautica. Mayday, mayday.
How can I help? How can I help, Argonautica?
Save yourself. Save yourself.
Oh, shit. We are a slow yacht.
Whatever attacked us moved on. It devoured everybody.
What about you?
Well, I mean, okay, not everybody, but like.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I've yet to see you on this yacht. I'm one of the people that paid to be here.
Hi.
This is Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson, nice to meet you. I'm scouting this vessel to see if maybe I might want to charter it next round.
Honestly, next with the round. Way that you look, you could work here.
Oh, please.
I
opened up the coconuts. Oh, hello.
Oh, you need help with those coconuts?
No, I already opened them up.
You know what's really good? Coconut, Ms. Johnson, is it right? If you just drink the milk, open your mouth.
Okay. All right.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I just swallowed your husband. But maybe... Yeah.
I'm into it. I don't know.
Are you feeling that? I'm feeling this.
I didn't think so. It was a surprise for me. I had to digest it. But then when I did, I got...
Look, I got to be honest with you. You see this suit?
Oh, my God.
I actually have dragon wings and the chin of an octopus.
I can tell. And it's really something, you know? It's something luscious and bulbous.
I'm feeling...
Stay back, you monster.
Wait, you monster.
What kind of monster gives her daughter away to go undercover in a kindergarten class?
Listen, I didn't give her away. I gave her away to manage her hyperactivity.
I'm going to get your husband back.
First of all, thank you both for coming in. Very brave. Very brave. This will be the first of, looks like you're down for 8 sessions of marriage counseling. Yeah. So Mrs. Johnson, I understand you're a real estate broker, and you, sir, I'm going to say, are a sea monster. Is that correct?
Yes. I do want to say for the record, her husband is alive inside of me, so he'll be speaking.
Yeah, I saw that in the notes. So how shall I address you?
What's your name?
Tim.
Okay, call me Tim.
Oh, weird, but cool. All right. So
we're the Clybornes, by the way. We have the 1 o'clock session.
We showed a little early. We're supposed to be in there.
Well, we're not supposed to be in here. So please talk to the receptionist. Thank you.
Oh, we did talk to her, and she's been baptized. Thank you very much.
Have you been baptized?
Have you been baptized?
I'm Jewish, so it's probably not going to happen.
Oh, so God, you got to get baptized.
What about you, sir, with the distinct chin?
No, I haven't been baptized.
You have an octopus's chin, which is to say no chin at all.
That you're an octopus's chin. What does that mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
Angus. I thought we were good. What are you doing at my house? I've got my family in.
I just want to look, we are good. And I wonder if maybe we can be better.
Better? I mean, if I never have to look at your nightmarish face again, I'd be the happiest. Not a sailor anymore. I don't know.
What?
What's going on? Sailor? You're going back to sea for 11
don't,
months?
Don't, come on. Hey, don't look, buddy. Don't hey, look, come son. Here. Oh.
Look, I'm in love with Mrs. Johnson. Okay.
But she's married.
And he's inside.
Oh. That's weird.
That's why I'm here. It's weird. It's weird for everybody. Mr. Johnson, did you want to say anything?
It sounds like no.
And that's part of the problem. It's a love triangle. I need your help.
My help? But I've only known love once, and it brought me a son. I don't know what more love I could bring.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you can kill me.
What?
Take this man out of my body and let him go back to his wife.
I've tried many a times to kill you, Cthulhu. But I suppose if you would come inside and maybe lie in a vulnerable position, I could maybe split you open. And are you sure you want to do this?
Well, they always say the son of your enemy will be the death of you.
Dad, Mom said the salad is served.
Hey, sport. Son.
Who's this guy, Dad?
This is Cthulhu. He's an ancient god from the alien worlds. I believe that maybe.
Are you going to have this salad or not?
Sweetheart, don't come over here. Oh,
pardon me.
No. Why don't you just. Is this a friend of yours from work?
No, he's not a friend. He's an ancient enemy.
Well, why don't we have him in for dinner? Come on in. Maybe it's time we break bread and stop having enemies and more like friends.
I like that very much.
All right. So we like to say grace before dinner.
You're just serving bananas? You know, plantains.
Randall, I'll trade you my pudding pack for your tapioca. Just kidding, you're under arrest. Put your hands up.
And that is scene two. Oh, dot damn, hot damn. James's reaction to the creature telling him that he had Mr. Johnson inside of him, you're going to have to roll back the tape, but I promise you it's the worth the price of it. It was, I have Mr. Johnson inside of me. And James went, uh-huh. Scene three comes from Patreon Alchemaniac, Kevin Prado. Who wrote Alchemaestros? I'll keep it short. I have a scene suggestion based on a story James half told on his Twitch live stream. Rival gangs of improvisers battle with each other for the control of different theaters in town. Signed, Swan Trizzle. Okay, if we're done with our yes ands for now, I just want to go over to turf war that's raging outside this door. If anyone has any questions, go to those first. Yep.
Maybe we could play, we could discuss this turf war in the questions game.
Yep, that would be most productive. You want to kick that off there?
Sure. Where exactly do you think your turf begins?
Nice. Anybody?
Well, I mean, we're supposed to only respond with questions.
That's not a question. He loses a point for his
team. No, I was just explaining that, what it was.
Are you trying to tell us what the questions game is?
That's a question.
Oh, shit.
You didn't do a questionnaire either.
Listen.
Am I the only one asking questions here?
There's another question.
Right, I haven't heard anyone else, I don't think, ask a question. Shit, that's a statement.
Look, let's get something straight.
Oh, boy.
We're the no buts.
That's right.
Are we the no buts?
Carl, someone's still playing the game.
See, the no buts, we don't play by the fucking rules. You understand? Except for Carl. He's a real theater sport.
Am I the best improviser here?
It's kind of a bummer for us, to be honest, but he's quick on his toes. We got to settle this once and for all.
We got to settle this
once and for all.
How would you like to do that?
Why don't we do some long form? A scene off.
Have we ever done a scene longer than 30 seconds?
Carl.
Chief, sorry to interrupt. Just got a report on that improv turf war going down downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah. Nobody cares. There's a lot of improvisers dead, but it doesn't seem like the community really gives a shit. I feel like they're all about it. We get a lot of pressure from the mayor to keep it going. To keep the
improv war going?
Yeah, apparently the mayor says the less the better. I don't know. Mm.
Well, I think maybe you should try to get us into the mayor's office so we could talk to him.
You're the chief of police. Why? What would the...
So I should just give him a call? I don't know. Okay.
Hello, mayor's office.
Hi, this is the chief of police. I'm calling in regards to
of
the
what
improv.
City?
Chicago.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You're the mayor of Chicago,
the mayor's
right?
office of Chicago.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I was told that there was an improv battle going on downtown. I figured that was odd in the first
battle,
place.
Battle, sir, not bottle. Improv battle.
Improv battle. Improv battle. Going on downtown.
I was
going
to ask what an improv bottle is.
Well,
I guess it's one you just kind of make with your hand and pretend that it's there.
That would be an improv. Sure. But I don't know why they're battling downtown. I think that the turf wars are typically done towards the north end.
Okay, so you want to set up a meeting with the mayor?
Oh, shit, this isn't the mayor? I'm not even on the phone with the mayor right now. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Do you think the mayor answers the phone and says mayor's office?
Oh, shit.
But I'm flattered that you think I'm the mayor.
Captain, hang up, chief.
Gotta go.
Susan, I don't care that somebody thought you were the fucking mayor. Just order.
I mean, I was talking to him for like 5 minutes the whole time. I guess he thought I was the mayor.
But you're not. And you never will be, Susan. You never will be, okay? You're an assistant.
Look, I'm closer to the mayor than 99% of Chicago.
Oh, all right. Who got the deep dish? I'm just kidding. Here you go. Oh, all right.
I really did. Sure.
Order up. Oh.
Hmm?
What was the joke?
It's just a big pie. It's a thick,
I'm sorry?
Deep pie.
What do you do? Are you a funny person?
I do improv. So can I get not. A suggestion of a tip? I'm just kidding. I'm sure that'll be included.
What side are you repping?
Excuse me?
What side are you repping?
I don't rep anybody. But if there's a side I'd say could go to fucking hell, I'd be the no buts.
All right, guys. I know that you don't like me to talk that much, but I really think that I could be an asset in this war. Just send me over there. They'll bulldoze me. It'll be a distraction, and then you guys can go in. Come on.
I don't even hear you right now. I mean, that's where we're at. I don't even hear this suggestion.
Like, don't
okay?
worry. They will barely let me get a word in. Just let me get in there. It's for you. It's
Listen,
to facilitate
I'm
you.
I'm busy. I have to recruit more white, straight men. Do you understand? Okay? The rosters are running thin.
You understand?
Listen, I'm wearing my baggiest clothes. I've got no makeup on. In fact, I put on a little makeup under my eyes to make me look tired. I'm trying to look as ugly as I can, but I don't distract you guys from how unfunny I am. I mean, let's get real. I couldn't possibly be, but I'm not here to be funny. Ignorance. I'm here to help you look even funnier. So just let me be talked over by the other team.
You don't get this. Ignorance and toxic masculinity is seeped into the soil of this town, all right?
Okay, fine. What if we do like a group, like an organic group scene, and you guys just lift
How
me?
About this?
Lift
How about
me
this?
You
How
can.
About your cut?
Because you're strong.
You're cut.
What?
Am I interrupting anything?
Not really, no.
Are we still playing the game?
Has anybody not noticed? Does anybody not care that Carl can't stop the question game?
Bianca, like, you should just try stand-up or sketch or, I don't know, do a one-person show or whatever.
You don't understand. I'm a really...
Bianca, your vocal cords are cut. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to answer for her. Oh, maybe I don't need to.
Sir, no, you don't. You need to get the fuck out of here.
Are you sure? It could sometimes it's helpful to have a man to... no, okay.
Get the fuck out of here. Bianca, okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. I was choking up. It was just a little bit emotional. And that's my biggest problem. I can't do stand-up. I get too emotional. And I can't do...
Pardon me. Hey, can I sit here?
Yes.
I just walking by. I was just...
And you
sure,
can,
of course.
You can join our conversation.
Oh, that would be great.
Bianca, I'm picking up your ticks. Hold on a second. You don't have to always say yes and...
But that's what I'm good at, kind of.
You're good at so many things, Bianca. You're good at carpentry. You're good at taekwondo.
I'm good at being a lawyer.
Good at Hold on. I'm gonna pitch one idea. I know you don't know me, and then I'll be on my way up, all right? How about this? Okay. How about I charge you a fee that's a little much for 2 hours of rehearsal every week, okay? I'll be your coach, say. It'll feel like... It's not worth it, but I will keep reinforcing your bad habits and making you feel like you need to come back to me. And then eventually...
You're talking about an abusive relationship that she has to pay for. I think we're good. What?
Okay, I gotta go. Thank you. Bye.
Here's the thing. I already...
Doctor, can I get a diagnosis?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's...
Is something like wrong with me?
It seems like every week with this... you come by and ask these questions.
Why can I not stop asking questions?
Because you got to want it. As I explained last time, you have to want to stop asking questions. There's no outside force that can help you stop.
Do you have any exercises I can do?
Yep. Repeat after me. Hey, those are nice looking pants.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Carl, hey, your father's in here.
Those are nice looking pants.
We're about to pull the plug on him. Sorry, let me just turn off this audio recording. I'm doing an audio tutorial on pants.
Was that my therapy session?
I don't know. Carl, your father's in there if you want to say some last words.
How's he doing? The plug. Is it going to die?
He's about to die. Yeah, we're about to pull the plug. So if you'd like to go in there and just say something.
Does he know who I am?
Yes.
Oh.
Boop. Dad, do you remember Carl, your son?
Boop. Is that you, Carl?
Boop.
Why won't you come to my show?
Boop.
Where have you been?
Boop.
Are you feeling all right?
Boop. 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 Oh, we didn't have to pull the plug. Okay. good. All right, Carl.
Can I get his personal effects?
We'd like to keep him.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? You're new here, right? You kind of look like a chick, but you're wearing a hat, so you've got to be a guy, right?
Definitely a guy.
Hell yeah.
Hold on one second. My balls, they hurt me, so I have to hold on.
Tell me about it.
I have to put my finger up my butt because my balls hurt so bad. I have to
distract it. Tell me about it. I do that all the time.
Totally.
Yeah. So you're here for the improv audition?
Yeah.
Dude, you're
in. Was it the flannel shirt or?
Yeah, it's a flannel shirt and the the stubble around your face, that kind of fashion beard thing. It's not a full beard.
And like no like, product in my hair, just kind of. No, I look bad. Yeah, Converse. I love it. What?
What's up?
What did you say?
It doesn't matter. Look, look. This is not just any improv team. We are going to battle tonight to the death. Okay.
I can do that for sure. I'm very good at battling. The only thing that gets in my way is my big swinging dick. My dick's sometimes so big that it swings and it hits me, and then that hurts me because it hits me right in the kidneys, and then I have trouble recouping from that. That's kind of the only problem I have battling that big old dick.
Damn, so dude. Big. You're like,
ouch. Cool. Ladies love it though. They hop on. They take it for a ride, and they say thank you, and the whole time. And I'm like, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. And they're like,
damn, thank you, dude.
Carl, I'm so sorry. I started that game. I feel really awful.
What are you doing to me?
It's not me. It's short form. I think you got to go to the other gang. I don't want to have to fight you, but I think you got to go to the long form gang.
Do you know my father died?
I heard.
That's our show.
You're damn good at the question game.
Poor Carl. Such devotion. Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Jackie DeRuthy. Thank you so much, and congrats on your painted wall.
Thank you. Huge news. Thank you.
What color is that? Is that like a teal?
Yeah, I think it's like a teal. We picked it from one of the swatches, so they mixed it, so it doesn't even have a name.
Well, please give it a name before we see you next. Okay. Yeah, no pressure.
Okay.
Zara, your Instagram account is where folks should go searching?
Yeah, I'm at Jackie DeRuthy, and I think it's a good time.
Okay, cool. Well, you have provided one here today, so thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Chris Alvarado, thank you, buddy.
Oh, thank you for having me. Still sending folks over to at The Comedy Fix on Instagram, right? New podcast, The Comedy Fix.
Well said.
Thank you.
James Heaney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for thanking me. I'd like to thank somebody that I believe we all probably know the name of. The 5-star review was titled Danger, Piss Your Pants Funny. Everyone that listens says they almost kill themselves laughing while driving. Be careful out there. And that's from McCoy Cantwell.
We love McCoy.
Yes. So thank you, McCoy, for the review. It's actually super helpful getting the word out and spreading alchemy this to everybody. So that's what I'd like to say thank you for.
It does help a lot, and we don't pimp it enough. So thank you very much for acting on your own. Damn it. Craig Kukowski.
Thank you, as always. I've been avoiding watching Below Deck, but now that I know that Cthulhu's on it, I will definitely check it out. And follow me on Instagram, C. Kukowski. I'll be doing a 5-hour questions game on Instagram Live.
Can't wait for that. Do you have a date yet for that one?
February 30th.
That's right. February 30th. Can't wait. Joey Gehrman.
I'm going to be guesting on that live, so please, please check it out.
Uh-oh.
No. I am, right? I am.
You're out, right?
Son of a bitch. Check out Alchemy. This is Insty. That's it. Have fun. Live, love, laugh.
Oh, no. Let's walk that one back just for a second, if we could. And let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you all for supporting us and enjoying yourselves at our behest. It's incredibly great to be back, and I will be back next week as well. Yay, yay, yay. I want to thank Cole Stratton for guest hosting in my absence. He is incredibly talented and helpful, and it's just a real positive for me to be able to leave the show in such capable hands, and so I wanted to take a moment to thank him. Let's be kind to each other out there, folks, please. It is the absolute least you can do for yourself is to be kind to others. Until next time.
Alchemy.